Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Monday, February 2nd, 2026. Groundhog Day for those of you who celebrate. We're going to start the week off with some good news. Don Land Signals, a monthly public affairs show produced in cooperation with Wabanaki Reach, is returning to the airwaves. We're very excited about that, and we'd like you to meet the new hosts.
My name is Nick Baer. I am from the Penobscot Nation, but I have family in Zibayeg and Tobik, New Brunswick. I am the Wabanaki Community Education Specialist at Wabanaki Reach. I've been at Reach since August. We were given an opportunity to revive Dawnland Signals, which was originally a program Maria Gerard and Esther Ann started back a little bit before COVID. And when the opportunity came up, I was very excited. I have a little bit of radio history and experience, and just the idea of bringing Wabanaki guests in to speak with them about Wabanaki issues and what's going on within Wabanaki territories was extremely fun and exciting for me, and I jumped on it.
Dungok, Nolan Altlater and Dooley Wiz, Beskudamakadnil Nujayao Zibayig. My name is Nolan Altlater. I am Passamaquoddy from Zibayig and also hold familial relations to the Penobscot community. I am a PhD student at the University of Maine in the Interdisciplinary Studies Department, kind of focusing in journalism. So I was super excited to work with my NITUB, my good friend Nick Baer here, in bringing back Dawnland Signals. And the importance of the show is on multiple levels. I like to think of it kind of in spatial terms, where if you look at, you know, the history of what is now Maine, not only were our homelands dispossessed, but also, you know, our spaces in the digital infrastructures, like, you know, these radio waves are very much, you know, our land and like spaces that we are taking back and taking back and putting ourselves back into and telling our own stories for our own people. And that is really what we want to focus on with Dawnland Signals, you know, and not just like these stories of colonization, but these stories of celebration, of love, of laughter, and really bring that to our, not only our communities, but to, you know, everyone in Chwapanakiig, in the Dawnland. And yeah, just super excited to do that with a good friend like Nick.
Need to go, huh?
I've had the pleasure of actually listening to the first episode before it airs, and you just knocked it out of the park. Or I guess I'm mixing my metaphors there. You did a great job, fantastic job. Do you have any sneak previews of what the second episode will be about?
Go ahead, Nolan.
Yeah, so Dawnland Signals is very much tied to the Wabanaki Reach organization, and Wabanaki Reach does these projects called the Truth Telling Initiatives. The first one was relevant to Maine Indian Child Welfare and the Truth and Reconciliation Commission. And our second one that just wrapped up recently was about the Land Claim Settlement Act. And in conclusion of that project, which consisted of collecting oral stories from community members that were heavily involved in the Land Claim Settlement Act and sitting them down with semi-structured interviews, we took those stories and we worked with Kate Russell and we developed a play out of it. And then myself and my cousin Maya Atien, who are both photographers, created a oral history exhibit. And that is accompanied by a book that Wabanaki Reach published. And a big part about that was this creation of archives with all of the oral histories that we recorded. And that is being open to the public through our relationship that we have with Bowdoin College. So we'd like to bring in the archivists that we worked with at that institution, as well as people that were fundamental in the truth-telling project about the Land Claim Settlement Act, and have a discussion about that process of kind of how Indigenous communities can build these relationships around archives in a way that has community benefit and agency over our, you know, over our data and over our stories. So we'll be talking a little bit about that.
Great. Is there a website where people can learn more about Wabanaki Reach?
Yes, wabanakireach.org.
You can catch Nick and Nolan in their first edition of Dawnland Signals tomorrow from 4 to 5 p.m. here on WERU-FM. And if you can't listen then, that's tomorrow, Tuesday, February 3rd. You can also find the program at our archives at weru.org. Just go to the Public Affairs Archive section. It should be up there within a few days after it airs. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Take care. I'll see you tomorrow.